Mr. Simpson, welcome to SBS Radio's Armenian program.
It's my pleasure.
Mr. Simpson, you are the acting CEO of Urukut General Cemeteries Reserve Trust. How long have you been involved with the trust?
I've been with the trust since last June when I came on board. Prior to that, I've spent 26 years in the funeral industry, both in the United Kingdom and here in Australia.
Mr. Simpson, this is a national program and many listeners like me don't know much about Rookwood Cemetery. What you can tell us about the history of the Rookwood Cemetery, when it was established and its historical importance?
Yeah, well, first of all, I'd just like to point out that Rookwood Cemetery is the oldest and largest cemetery in Australia. We first started doing burials in 1867. And that was due to the colony of Sydney growing, and two of the previous cemeteries that were in the city of Sydney were actually relocated to Rookwood back in the late 1800s. In terms of size, we are approximately 200 hectares, which is about 800 acres, and that is larger than the central business district of Sydney.
Mm. So is this the original size of the cemetery or was it enlarged with demand over the years?
The government of the time decided that the cemetery had to be large enough to look after the population of Sydney. However, I think through time the population has grown tremendously and we are now coming towards the last probably 25 or 30 years of new burial space within Rookwood, which leads us to undertake a program of finding further space or further ground further west of Sydney.
When the trust was formed and what are the responsibilities of Rookwood General Cemetery Reserve Trust?
The cemetery trust as we know it at the moment, Rookwood General Cemeteries Reserve Trust, came about 3 years ago after an amalgamation of the five previous trusts within Rookwood. So prior to amalgamation, our trust was consisted of the Muslim Trust, the Jewish Trust, the Independent, the General Trust, and the whole of the Rookwood Trust. So it was decided in government that these trusts had to be amalgamated so that it would become more efficient for the future.
How many ethnic and religious communities use the cemetery?
We have about 15 to 20 different religious communities. Some of these communities come together in the uniting religion. So if we go back to the origins of the cemetery, we had Presbyterian areas, we had Methodist areas. So they've all united under one religion. But probably seven of our main users of the cemetery are people like the Armenian community, the Chinese, the Jewish, the Muslim, and a lot of the Orthodox religions like the Greeks, Macedonians, Russians, and Serbian communities are the communities that we generally deal with on a daily basis now.
Do you know when Armenians started using Rookwood?
I'm not entirely sure of the exact date. It would be around about the 1950s and 1960s.
Saturday, the 26th of November, there will be a blessing ceremony for the Armenian lawn. Could you give more details about the planned ceremony?
Yep. So the Armenian diocese approached us for us to carry out a blessing. This was due to the fact that our communications with the local Armenian community was very good. So they had indicated to us that some of the Armenian families who had predominantly been around the northern suburbs of Sydney and had used a different cemetery were actually starting to migrate further west in Sydney, and in particular Wentworthville, where a new church had been opened. So that ensured that we could provide a service for those people who were further west of Sydney. And we negotiated with the Armenian community that we would provide burial space and burial options for those people in the Western Sydney.
When we say loan, does it mean there will be only a commemorative plaque and won't be any monuments built on the graves?
We're offering both a monumental option and a loan option so that we are making sure that we look after all the community. Some of the community may want to have just a straightforward plaque on the lawn, and others may want to build a bigger monument. So we feel that we have to give everybody the option of those two products.
And are there any restrictions, or any Armenian can be buried in the Armenian section regardless of the person's denomination?
Yeah, look, the only thing that we ask is that they are Armenian, you know, irrespective of what religion they follow. But if they are Armenian, then they can be buried in the Armenian section.
Hmm. So if there's an Armenian Catholic, can be buried there or should be buried in the Catholic section?
They can be buried in the Armenian section also.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Simpson, thank you very much for your time and the interview.
Pleasure.